This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. One of the victims of the shooting at Club Q last month will be featured in a documentary. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
The documentary is called Body Electric. The 2017 interview with Daniel Aston touches on how people within the LGBT community see themselves, depending on where they live. Nick Demos is the director of the film.
Daniel intuitively knew that by accepting himself, he was then going to be a beacon of light for others.
Aston's family used some of the footage during his funeral service earlier this month. Demos says he plans to release the documentary next year. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
People with multiple DUIs will be put under high-tech surveillance in 2023. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
If you're convicted of four or more cases of drunk or drugged driving, your probation in Colorado will include a wearable device that ensures you're not drinking alcohol for at least 90 days. Judges can already require continuous alcohol monitoring, but Colorado is the first state to require it in sentencing. An estimated 900 people per year will have to wear the devices. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A University of Colorado Denver researcher is studying the connection between concussions and the risk of developing dementia. Dr. Lotta Granholm-Bentley says many neurologists still don't recognize that multiple hits to the head can lead to dementia. Her team wants to study biomarkers in the blood to see if they can help predict whether someone is likely to develop dementia related to concussions. Colorado air regulators have fixed a major data error. New estimates suggest the Colorado oil and gas industry contributes far more to the persistent ozone problem along the Front Range. In fact, the state now predicts that drilling and fracking produces more ozone-causing emissions than every vehicle on Colorado's roads. In light of the miscalculation, state air quality officials plan to consider new regulations in 2023 that could include limiting fracking during the summer. This is CPR News.